Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11 attacks, is to be tried in civil court if President Obama gets his way. And there will be likely a civil trial for the Nigerian Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab, accused of trying to bring down a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day. These events have sparked a debate on whether terrorist acts against the U.S. should be treated as acts of war or criminal acts. The choice is linked to how alleged perpetrators are prosecuted in federal court or by military tribunals. Although President Obama wants to try some in U.S. civil court, he says Al-Qaeda is waging war against the West. He spoke about this at a town hall meeting on YouTube.
We are at war against a very specific group, Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies that have metastasized around the globe, that would attack us, attack our allies, attack bases and embassies around the world, and most sadly, attack innocent people, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of their religions.
On Capitol Hill, opposition to trying alleged terrorists in federal court, where defendants have extensive rights, is growing. Republican Senator Christopher Bond.
And yes, it is a war of terror these radicals have declared on America and the West.
Michael Swetnam at the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies says treating terrorist acts as crimes should not stop the government from using war powers. For example, he says there's a case to be made for eventually moving Abdulmutallab to military court.
Are these things criminal acts? Of course they're criminal acts. Are they acts of war? Almost certainly also acts of war. We shouldn't let the consideration that it's a criminal act prevent us from using our war powers when necessary, and vice versa.
Charles Allen, Undersecretary for Homeland Security, says the distinctions are fluid.
So I think it takes a full range of instruments, diplomacy, law enforcement, intelligence, and the military. And I think we have to go full force in those directions.
But the top EU diplomat in the U.S., Angelo Pangratis, says terrorism does not fit the legal definition of war.
Counterterrorism, of course, is the first priority in terms of building the security of the future of our citizens. But this fight has to take place by the law and within the law.
Swetnam says international law, like provisions that do not support trying terrorists as enemy combatants, are old and should be amended.
We're at war with Al-Qaeda and other radical groups, and international law, in its slow-plodding way, may catch up in another decade or century or two. That won't stop people from dying and from us fighting them.
Assalamu alaikum.
President Obama says the battle against Al-Qaeda is also a war of ideas. He says the U.S. must do more to work with Muslims who overwhelmingly reject violence. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.
As we would have them do